And our guest of the day segment on this Thursday at 8:11, John Swisher along with you, filling in for Justin. And Danielle Frank is here of River of the Roses, an event coming back that's hasn't happened because of COVID in a couple of years. And Danielle is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about this event. And as I said, one of the things that hope to see back from COVID, a lot of those things are coming back and back more as we move on from what we went through a couple years ago. And this is one of them. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is our second River of Roses Memorial event. Our first one, like you said, was pre-COVID. So we hope to continue doing this again each fall. This is an opportunity to gather in a casual community setting to remember someone that you love that's passed away either recently or years ago, whether it's a spouse, a parent, a child, sibling, a friend, really anyone that has passed away that you are missing. The idea behind the event is that by offering an opportunity for simple rituals such as placing a rose in the river in memory of a loved one, it can help us to feel connected and allow us to express our love in a tangible way.
Indeed, and there'll also be refreshments and activities involved.
Yes, so we're going to have donuts and some drinks, and we'll also have activities for children and adults, including rock painting, memory jars, and some other things.
And everybody's invited, children and families, as you alluded to, and registration starts at 8:30 on that morning, September 17th, a Saturday.
Yes, and this is a free event. Thank you to our sponsors and to Blooms in Edgewood, who is donating all of the roses.
Fantastic. And it starts at 9 o'clock, and then those family activities go to 9 to 11, huh?
Yes.
And then talk about the idea, how it came about to get together like this and to do the roses in the river, which is a neat touch. And as you said, the symbol of remembering your loved ones. How did it come about?
Yeah, so our nonprofit, Loving Tanner, we worked with the hospital a few years ago to provide a cuddle cot for families of stillborn babies. And we were just kind of looking for a way to give back to the community since we had so much awesome support. And we thought doing a memorial event for anyone, not just pregnancy and infant loss, but for anyone would be our way of giving back.
Fantastic. All right. Coming up again Saturday, September 17th at Terrell Park in Manchester. As registration starting at 8:30 and walk to the river at 9 o'clock and those family activities 9 to 11. Danielle, anything else you'd like to add?
That is all. Thank you.
All right. You betcha, Danielle Frank, our guest of the day here on this Thursday with River of Roses coming up on Saturday, September 17th at Terrell Park here in Manchester. As we continue along on this Thursday morning inside the 8 o'clock hour right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.